Out of the gate in Ruth chapter 3 verse 1, Naomi asked a question. My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? This was Naomi's responsibility, her purview. We see her doing this back in chapter 1 when she encourages Ruth to go back to Moab and find rest in the house of her future husband. Naomi's desire is to set Ruth into a secure, stable situation for the rest of her days. So let me just take a minute to highlight something here. Naomi was responsible for her child. She had a hand in securing rest for Ruth. Parents, you are responsible and should have a hand in securing rest, security, and stability for your child. In other words, it's an absolute biblical reality that your blessing on your child's marriage matters, and you should take that responsibility seriously. So start training your young boys and girls now what rest really means and what to look for in a husband or a wife. A person who rests in the Lord, who is compassionate, generous, and godly above all things. We live in a time where parents have handed over all rights and responsibilities and decisions to the kids. And the age in which we hand over these things descends to younger and younger ages, and it just baffles me. So much to the point to where parents think that they do not have or cannot have any voice in helping their child choose a spouse. Are you kidding me? You mean to tell me that you think your daughter has the wherewithal to choose a husband who will protect, preside, and provide for her and lead her in paths of godliness when just last week she plastered social media with pictures of her in a bikini? Really? You think she can navigate the delicate dance of marriage that takes patience and wisdom and hard work and selflessness when she can't even navigate her way around cleaning her room? Are you seriously going to hand over the responsibility for your son to pursue and keep a wife when he can't seem to pursue and keep a job? Are you really going to side with your kids and letting them make such an incredibly life-altering decision when they tell you, this is my choice to make? Parents, just because you may hand off the responsibility to your kids without biblical warrant, you will not escape the responsibility of answering to God for doing so. Start parenting your children biblically. And so Naomi reminds Ruth of Naomi's responsibility and of their connection to Boaz and Naomi's wishes in this situation. When you pray today, please remember John Rigueiras, our missionary in Portugal. And also remember the Cebuano Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.